start today the Torah way in Northwest London, Friday, 12th of Shavuot, 14th of January, Rabbi Danny Kirsch, Trials and Tribulations. This week's Torah way has been sponsored L'Ilu Nishmas, Moraz Martel, Bas Rav Meir Rafol, Olehu HaSholom.
It's always a privilege to be back in the Torah way. Begin an Erev Shabbos by sharing some thoughts on this week's Parsha. Before I do, I'd like to take us on a little bit of a journey to Parsha's Veschonim. And there's an issa there, there's a lav there, which needs some explanation because it's very pertinent to this week's Parsha. In Perek Vav in Devarim Posuk Gitzayim, the Posuk tells us as follows, Lo sinasu es Hashem lekechem. You can't test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher nisisim b'masa, as they did, as Klal Yisrael did when in Masa. In this week's Parsha, the Maisa Meriva, Klal Yisrael complaining about the water, you're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's meant by testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's various explanations. I'm going to focus particularly on one of them. And that is that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has proven conclusively through his Navi, after the Navi has proven conclusively that he's a Navi Hashem, you don't keep on pushing. Give me another sign. Prove to me something else. And if you do this, that's the pshat we're going to look at. By the way, it also deals with a fascinating subject, which is about whether you're allowed to ever say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do this, then I'll do that. And that'll allow you to investigate that further in the Chinuch and the other, and the Rishonim have discussed it. But I want to focus on one particular thing. The Issa of Lo Tanasa means that a person, having heard the Navi, having been told that the Navi is true, no questions about that, nevertheless tests HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless tests the Navi, and says, bring me another sign, prove me more. And the Raya, which is brought, very interesting in the Pasuk, very interesting. You have an Issa which says, and the example I'm going to bring you is, like Klal Yisrael tested, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Moshe Rabbeinu in the Maaseh of Masim River. So let's just take a moment out and just remind ourselves about what that Maaseh was. So they come to Rephidim, and what happens in Rephidim? There was no water to drink the water. And the people started complaining, started arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Give us water. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, give us water so we can drink. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're not just arguing with me when you're having an argument. You're arguing with HaKadosh Baruch himself. I'm the Navi Hashem. When you're saying to me, do something, really what it is, it's a claim against HaKadosh Baruch. And the Perek, the Pasuk Zion finishes, Yikra Hashem Amokom, and they name the name of the place Mas in the river, Ariv B'nei Yisrael, because of the arguments against of Klal Yisrael, the fightings in Klal Yisrael, and the fact, Balnasosom Es Hashem, and the fact that they had a trial, they tried HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, so you see, whenever you're trying the Novi, wherever you're pushing the Novi, you're at the same time obviously trying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the famous line which came at the end, Leimo, what was the trial that you were trying HaKadosh Baruch Hu with? You were saying, Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu emeim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our midst, is he not in our midst? Now this concept of trying HaKadosh Baruch Hu and testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in many interesting places. We're going to see in a few minutes, there's a mission in Pikoros in Perikei about the 10 tests that Klal Yisrael inflicted, the trials that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that received from Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah tells us in Perikei, famously, that Asara Nisyonis Nasa Avasinus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamidbo. There were 10 trials that Klal Yisrael put the Eibishter through in the Midbar, 10 trials. And you go through the Gemara in Arachim, the Gemara goes through each one of those trials in Tes Vav Amud Aleph. So there's 40 years in the Midbar, there were 10 trials. Let's just imagine for a second, that's where's like an... What?
Where's
that? There's a Mishnah, Pikyos. 10 trials. There are 40 years in the Midbar, there are 10 trials in the Midbar. It's an average of one every 4 years. However, what's incredible, if you go through the Gemara, you'll see it's not one every 4 years. In Parshas Beshalach, there are any offers from the floor out of the 10?
Two or three, four.
Any offers? Any higher bids? In Parshas Beshalach, there are 6 of the 10 which are brought down in the Gemara and Arachim. 6 of the 10 about Klal Yisrael's trials and tribulations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of claims against the Eibishter. 6 in Parshas Beshalach. I'll just quickly run through them, just so you're aware of them. And again, this is a point of, it's a complaint. It's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you haven't done enough for us. Very interesting. It's murder. It's 6 in one Parsha. So the first one is that when Klal Yisrael comes to the Yamsuf, and behind them, either side of them, the mountainous areas, and in front of them, the sea, and then all of a sudden they turn around and the Mitzrim are coming running after them. So they said to Moshe, we would have preferred to be slaves, Avodim in Mitzrayim, rather than die in the wilderness. What are you doing to us, Moshe Rabbeinu? What's going on here? Taina, complaint number 1 in this week's Seder. Complaint number 2. They come tomorrow, they don't have any water. The sweet, the wood put into water. They start complaining, we don't have any water. 2 complaints of water in this week's parasha. Start complaining they don't have any water. Example number 3. Now, immediately after Kriyas Yam Suf, what's the first complaint? We don't have any food, right? We go for 3, don't have any food. Okay, it's getting worse now, it's getting more complicated. And then what happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a tzivoy. And the tzivoy is, you're going to get mon min hashamayim, but there's a rule about the mon. And the rule about the mon is you can't leave any overnight. And and what did some of the people do? They left the mon overnight because they didn't have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is one of the examples the Gemara in Arachim brings of the people testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You said we can't, we'll show you whether it is or not, and we'll leave it overnight and we'll see what happens to it. The next example, of course, is that what did they do? Shabbos Kodesh, right? On Shabbos Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not allowed to, you double a portion on Friday, you can't go collecting on Shabbos. They might not be collecting on Shabbos. And the 6th example, which is brought down in the Gemara, is the example that we brought at the very beginning. Now, I mentioned the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What's interesting is that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is surrounded by a couple of other Mishnahs as well. So, for example, we have Asara Nisyonos. There were 10 trials. Nisnas Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu overcame. But Omer Bakolam was successful with all of them. The next that Mishnah says, there are Asara Nisim Nasal Avasim in Mitzrayim. There were 10 miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. What's interesting about that Mishnah, and I'm embarrassed to say, only in preparation for this year did I realize this, that the Mishnah actually says, Asara Layom, there were 10 by the sea, okay? So there were 10 Nisim Lavasim by Mitzrayim. In addition, there are Asara Layom. And then there's Eser Makas, Evi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lala Mitzrayim B'Mitzrayim. There are 10 Makas which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. Ve'es HaLayom, and also 10 on the sea. The 10 on the sea, which were Nisim for Klal Yisrael, are they the same 10 which are mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, which were they were hitting the Mitzrayim with? Mashm, according to many, there's two different areas here. The 10 miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael, are they the same as the 10 Makas that happened to Mitzrayim? The Mishnah makes it very clear. We're putting, and we may return to that idea in a few minutes. And then the third Mishnah says, Asara Nisyonos Nasa Vasenas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midbar. The third Mishnah says there were 10 trials that Klal Yisrael put HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they tried the Eibishter Kaviyach. So let's take a moment and just take a little think about what's going on over here. Harav Shimshon Ben Rafoher says, when you look at the words in Tanakh, of course he's famous for his etymology and how he looks at words, and we were always brought up in school that every word has a 3-letter root. Shimshon Fulhersh has a different, an additional approach, let's put it this way, which is that there's also an interesting connection when they have 2-letter similarities as well. That's point number 1. And point number 2, even more to us revolutionary, but when you go into the Olamanista, not so. Any similar sounding words have a connection, even if they're not spelt identical as well. So for example, he'll connect with the word nes, which means a miracle, right? To nisayon, which means a trial. Same two letters. He also connects the Loshon nun sin, noso, to lift up, to raise, to the same as well. And he even connects the word nis nosach, like for example in the posuk in Kisova, v'nischatem mi'al ha'adoma, that you're going to be thrown out, you're going to be driven out of the land. And he makes a connection. In fact, we've even got a dictionary which goes through where Rishim Shavuot Hirsch, throughout his parish, makes these connections with the sharish of words and explains them. And Rav Hirsch says, what is the bottom line? What's the principle which connects all of these together? He says, a nes is, and a nesoyan is, and a nosa is, and an even the loshen that I said at the end, which is v'nosachtem, the connection is, it's about raising something up. It's about moving something along. It's about taking something to a new place. So in the extreme example that I said at the end, v'nosachtem me'al adoma, you'll move to another place, you're driven out of the land. A nes is a miracle which is supposed to move the people who witness it, experience it, aware it, to a completely different place. What's an assoyim? What's a trial? What's a test? So he and others explain that a trial is, as a result of the trial that a person's been through, they're supposed to be a different person. They're supposed to have a loftier person. They're supposed to be a madregatic individual as a result of what's taken. As the Ramban famously says, by Avram Avinu, to take me a karech al apoel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew whether Avram Avinu could pass the test or not. It's not like a driving instructor where they have to find out, can you not? Is the DVLA going to let you on the road? That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But you don't know whether you can pass the test. And there's a second point is, as a result of taking the test and passing it, you become a different person. And as Chaim Volozhin explains on the Asor HaNisyonos, that it's dafka because of the 10 trials that he becomes from Avram to Avram Avinu, as he compares it with the previous Mishnah, Asor Doros Minoach Ad Avram. But this Mishnah starts Avram Avinu. Why? Because what made him Avram Avinu, what changed him, what catapulted him was the Nisyonos that he went through. And this is something we all know, but you'll see its pertinence in a moment. All of us need to realize that it is the Nisyonos that we do that changes us. I'm not here today to discuss anybody's Nisyonos. But I, as an 18-year-old boy, I had a Sunday morning job working Woman and Freed. I had a deal with my father, bless his memory, which was he would pay for my summer camp, I had to pay for the pocket money. And I had to raise my money somehow. So I used to do a paper round, remember those days, and other such things. And that's how I did it. Good training for an 18-year-old. Not sure whether we should encourage our kids to do it nowadays, but that's a different conversation. I had a job in Woman Free, and if you remember in the old days when people used to bring films in to be developed, that was one of my jobs there. It was 45 years ago, but nevertheless, that was one of my jobs. And I used to sell batteries, and I was there on a Sunday morning, got there early, stayed late, and earned my pocket money. One Sunday morning, there's a call into the office, which is that the person who mans the shop floor is also not going to be there. And the person who's in charge of the perfumery is also not going to be there. And all of a sudden, the manager, who was popping out as well, turns to me and says, okay, listen, you're going to have to multitask. And this is, you're going to have to run this about, you're going to have to find out about the lice combs, and you're going to have to find out about the best hair lotions we got, and you're going to have to sell perfume. And this is your job today. So before I had a chance to worry about it, my first customer comes in, and then the second customer, and the third customer. And 4 hours later, I can put on my CV, experience in perfume sales and lice combs. The point is that unless you go through the actual experience, unless you go through the trial, unless you're placed into a different situation, a person will never grow and develop. And says Rav Hirsch, what does it mean about moving? What does it mean about raising? What does it mean about changing? That the Nisoyan changes the person as a result of it. And what's the idea of a nes? The idea of a nes is, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, wants to bring about something, a change in that, whatever it is. But what about us who witnesses? What about, as Rav Dess explains, the word nes is a banner. It's an advertisement to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'kibenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our midst. Perhaps as a response to HaYesh Hashem b'kibenu. Yes, Hashem b'kibenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our midst. Fee, seal, experience, and know. And you should be a different person as a result of it. The Tiferes Yisrael asks a very interesting question on the Mishnah, which again, six examples of tests in our Sedra. On the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says there are Asara Nisyonus Nasa Vesenus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 10 trials that we tried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. The Tiferes Yisrael and other Mephoshim on the Mishnah ask the question, these are 10 sins, just straightforward sins. Why are you telling me the 10 trials? Right? If you tell somebody you can't carry on Shabbos, that's an Avera, that's an Issa. You can't go to collect Mon on Shabbos, that's an Issa. Why Dafke, in certain places, it's called, we're trying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're over on the Issa of Lo Sanasu, V'chulu V'chulu. Why is it sometimes we're trying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes it's straightforward Avera? What is unique and special, on our Seder particularly, that this one is called the Trials of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So let's try and understand a little bit about what's going on over here. The Ramban explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Nisim for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching the Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael a number of basic and important essential messages. Number one, V'zos Teidar Kiani Hashem. The first thing is, as a result of what's happening is, the world has to know there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to know there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and created everything within it, you have to know. The second, the Ramban learns out at the end of Parshas Bo, and he learns out from various of the Makkos. Next one is, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz. The second thing is, that not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world, but he continues to be involved in the world that he created and can manipulate it as he wishes. And the third example that he brings is, it says, Bavotedo Kien Kimoni. And I want the world to know that there's nobody like me. In other words, I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want, any time of day, in any matter. So there's three important principles. Number one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Number two is that he shows his constant involvement in the world that he created. And number three, he can do anything that he wishes. I remember I had the schuss recently to speak to a grandson of Rav Ozner, Zichron Levroch, and I asked him, tell me something your grandfather said to you, something you said to him. And he says, one of the things my grandfather said is, number one is stay away from politics and machlokes. Number two is, he said to me, you have to believe that anything is possible. Anything is possible. We're Aman Nifcha, we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. We have within us a Tzen of Elokim. You've got to believe that anything is possible. And then he said to him, but don't try and do it by yourself. It was something he shared with me recently. But a Yid who witnesses, experiences what happened in Mitzrayim, the Makkos, and as the Mishnah seems to, in fact, the Nisin that the Jews had as well at the same time, some explain because every time that the blood, when the blood turned, when the water turned into dam, that was a Mak on the Mitzrayim. What was the Nes for the Yid? That it was
water.
Beautiful water. So in other words, there's two sides. There's what it is that the Mitzrayim are going to learn out of it, and then there's what the Yidden are going to take home from it as well. And this is a fundamental principle, which is that having gone through the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, having seen what was done to the Egyptian world, having been promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly how it's going to work out, what it's going to be, having had the Novi Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu leading us through this, you should know Hashem runs the world. Hashem b'kibenu, but knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world intellectually is not going to be enough. It's got to be in your kishkas. It's got to be inside of you. Your knee-jerk response has got to be like this. And it's very interesting because I remember hearing from one of my rabbeim, Osher Reich, many, many years ago. We were talking once about how people sometimes respond to difficult situations. And he said to me, you know, you think the great philosophers, they've worked it all out in their mind. They know everything. They've got amazing. He said, but you know, there's nothing that can beat Emunah Peshuta. Emunah Peshuta is something which is not just in my mind, it's in my kishkas. It's the Nasiv and Nishma aspect of it. And of course, philosophers can get into their kishkas as well, I'm not questioning that. It says, but there is that sense that when you see, when you know, you live a life accordingly. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, there's a very interesting difference between stamina vera and what happens when a person tries HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you look at the Issa is Lo Tanasu after the Novi has proven to you that he's the Novi. As a Novi Hashem. Again, when it came to the Maaseh Meribah, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you're not just challenging me, you're challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've proven to you conclusively that I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Novi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has proven to you conclusively that he's Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're still pushing it? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, this is not a normal Taiva-driven Issa. This is not a normal thing which is your pull after. This is something which black and white, it's absolutely clear. And nevertheless, and therefore he says that's part of the ideals about the trials and tribulations. And with that, interestingly enough, we can begin to explain an interesting idea. Number one is that there are Sora Nisyonis that Avram Avinu went through. Avram Avinu became Avram Avinu because he became a different person. As a result of his nes, he moved forward, he changed, he was lifted up, he became a different person. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that there were Asara Nisim, which happened to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. And what should have been, and they were, lifted up, elevated. But obviously they hadn't yet internalized it on the Madrega enough. And then the next Mishnah says that they gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 trials. After you know what a nes does, after what it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 trials? And there perhaps we can understand, V'nisachtem me'al adoma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're supposed to be moving upwards. If this is the way you're moving, then unfortunately you're going to be moving outwards. You're supposed to have kirvas Elokim, and as a result of what you do, you separate yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of moving forward, you're unfortunately going to move backwards. And of course, it's very interesting to note at the end of this week's Sedra that what happens? They complain about the water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're my question is, Hashem, Hayesh Hashem b'kibeinu enayim. You were asking, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here or not? So you know what happens next? Vayavo Amalek. Vayavo Amalek. If this is how you're going to be, what should have been movement, what should have been change, what should have been elevation, is you're moving away? You're moving away from me? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're moving away from me, I'll move away from you. Vayavo Amalek, and the next thing in this expression comes is, Amalek comes and attacks us. As we know, just a couple of months ago to Purim, you are hiding from me, I'll hide from you. The Nisim should be the opportunity to appreciate and elevate. And if not, and I heard a beautiful idea in the name of Reb Lipa Rabinovitz, Zichron Rivrocha. He said a beautiful idea. He says, and you know what comes after Mice of Amalek? What comes after Amalek is Yisrael. What's Yisrael? Yisrael is Vayishma Yisrael Kamijan. What is it he heard? He heard about the Nisim. Vayavan, he came forward. In other words, you've got what we should respond, how we should respond to Nisim, and instead we give our Kodesh Baruch Hu trials. The response is Amalek comes and attacks us, and an outsider looking at it says, but when you see the Nisim, what should you do? Vayama, you should come forward, you should want to come closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And instead, Chalila V'chas, Klal Yisrael chose to do what they did. And he also pointed out, interesting, in just before Parshas Kisavo, where it talks about Amalek again attacking Klal Yisrael. Immediately what's after Amalek attacking Klal Yisrael is we come forward, we start bringing Bikurim. Why? He says, because if you distance from yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amalek is going to attack. But when you look at what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really doing for you, and you see how you should be elevated, what did you do? They look into what they said, I have to connect myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have to bring what it is and share it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very, very interesting. I remember in Parshas Beshalach, I think I was 12 or 13, hearing Rabbi Bernstein, Zichron Livracha, speak. And he was speaking about Parshas Beshalach, and he was talking about the Nissen that Klal Yisrael witnessed. And he stood there, but then everybody says, yes, Rabbi, but if I saw miracles, then I would be a better person. If I saw miracles, then I would change. Not so straightforward. This parsha, they saw miracles. And there's 6 of the 10 situations of their complaint in this week's parsha. And of course, he quoted to us the famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the introduction to his Siddur. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, there's plenty of Nissim around here today. In fact, they're sitting in this room right now. There are plenty of Nissim around here. They're listening to this shir right now, or they're listening to a recording of it. Because there's a Nais, which is each one of our own personal Nissim. The miracle of the continuation of the Jewish people. When we just stop and think about what it is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done for us nationally, done for us globally, done for us historically, and done for us personally. Yesh Hashem b'kibbeinu. And when a person sees those nissim, they should be full of shevach v'atah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are asara nisyonis, there are 10 trials which transformed Avram and made him Avram Avinu. Chalila v'chas, if we don't see the nissim around us, we could be guilty of the issa of lo tenasu, chalila v'chas, trying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah Hashem, in the source of us appreciating the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, we should elevate, we should move forward, and as Rav Hirsch tells us, always moving upwards. Thank you very much.